the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leibniz Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Basketball.
It's an uptick again for Pier Governor Boys Basketball following last week's victory over Yankton with a very solid win last night in Brookings over the Bobcats. Tough to play it back-to-back, especially when you have to travel after a game on the road on a school night. But the Governors have the comfort of the Riggside Gym tonight, their next-to-last home game of this season, against an opponent that is desperate for a victory themselves. Maybe not to the point where Brookings was last night, but maybe they are. The Watertown Arrows, a team with plenty of talent, are on their second five-game losing streak of the season. They're at 6-11. The Pier Governors 8-9 were the home stretch of the season. Watertown and Pier at the Riggs High Gym. Hi, everyone. I'm David Burrell. Thank you for joining us. Our studio coordinator is Heather Williams. And Mr. Jordan Lutner is handling the video tonight. Watch it, of course, at the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. It was 71-45 for the Governors in Brookings last night against a Bobcats team that has just had a huge struggle this season and really came out and played well early in the game. In fact, there were 8 lead changes early in that game, but finally, gradually, starting about the middle of the second quarter, the Governors pulled away, had 22 from Lincoln Keenels, but had other good efforts. 9.6 rebounds from Jet Zabel, starting in place of the injured Jackson Edmond with a rolled ankle in practice earlier this week, and Jackson's being held out again tonight. And also 9 points for Matthew Hansen and 9 for Christian Bush and 8 for Jack Merkwan, who of course is coming back from having a high spring twice on the same ankle this season. But finally, Jack is getting ready to get back into full speed again, although we'll talk about that a little bit later. It's still an adjustment for Jack when he was not able to do anything for so long. But the Governors, very efficient offensively, nearly 60% shooting, and played defense very well, rebounded well against an undersized team. And they take on another one tonight in Watertown with a team with a superb athlete in Drew Norberg, who was averaging 21 points a game. Only problem is there have been times this season when he hasn't had a whole lot of help. The Arrows are coming off a loss at home on Tuesday night this week to a pretty good Aberdeen Central team, mind you, but it was 62-43. And they played Washington close, not a bad team. They lost to Jefferson by 9 this season, and it's just kind of been up and down. They start with a win, lose 5 in a row, win 1, lose 1, win 5 in a row, lose 5 in a row. It's been an odd season so far for the Watertown Arrows, and they'll try to stop that losing streak in Pier tonight, where they won last year, you may recall, early in the season on a Drew Norberg 3 at the final buzzer, 49-48. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. We may have to use that the early part of next week, we're told. This is the Becky Ponsva State Farm pregame show. Becky Ponsva State Farm Insurance in Pier and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We'll take a quick check of what's happening in AA basketball and where these Governors and Arrows stand when we return to the Riggs High Gym in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Pier Governors, River 92.7.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Pierre Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs!
We are in the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth at the Riggs High Gym, Pierre and Watertown in boys basketball tonight. Where Pierre stands is 11th in the seed point standings of even 40. Where's 8th? Well, that's Sioux Falls Lincoln. That's 41.125. That's a tough margin to make up in only three games, but certainly a win would be all right for the Governors tonight if they can beat Sioux Falls Jefferson, and a tall order there, but a really tall order to try to beat Sioux Falls Roosevelt a week from tomorrow. Maybe they can move up a little bit, but it seems almost like a sure thing that the Governors will be on the road at SODAC 16 time on the 5th of March. Sioux Falls Roosevelt remains number one in the seed point standings. Then O'Gorman, Harrisburg, Mitchell, Jefferson, Washington, Aberdeen Central, Lincoln, there is the top eight. Then Yankton 9, Brandon Valley 10, Pier 11, Rapid City Stevens 12th, this Watertown team that the Governors see tonight, stands at number 13. Spearfish is 14th, Huron 15th, and Rapid City Central, the bottom three, Sturgis, Douglas, and Brookings. Action last night, besides the Governor win, Harrisburg beat Sioux Falls Christian 70-64. Brandon Valley over Spearfish 77-50 on the home floor in Brandon. Yankton outlasted T Area 55-53, and Sturgis held off Red Cloud 57-54. Games tonight. Well, now a Spearfish. They were supposed to have played Harrisburg earlier in the season. That game got postponed. Well, they ended up playing Harrisburg today, and it was all Tigers, 74-37. Rapid City Stevens and Mitchell coming up at the Corn Palace. Rapid City Central will play at Huron. Washington at Roosevelt as the Rough Riders, defending state champs, try to stay unbeaten. They're 16-0. And Lincoln at Jefferson. Of course, Jefferson is the Governor's next opponent here on this floor, the Riggs High Gym, on Tuesday night. The Governor girls are 11th in the seed point standings. They're at 39.882, 8-tenths of a point behind eighth place. So Governor Girls kind of in the same boat. They're hoping for three more wins and hope that can help some. But again, a lot to make up in only three games. The Governor Girls are in Watertown tonight. That's where Brian is, and he has that action on KGFX right now. And Brian is in that part of South Dakota. He was last night with the boys, and Brookings is in Watertown tonight because he's headed to Milbank tomorrow, where the Peer Governors boys will be in the 3A regional wrestling tournament. Reports from him from there tomorrow, starting in the 11 o'clock hour on KGFX. But the other girls' games are Huron at Rapid City Central and Mitchell at Stevens. That's what's happening in AA basketball. And next in the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, our Central Dakota iCare keys to success. And we'll begin then with the head coach of the Watertown Arrows, Zach Wevick, when we return to the Riggs High Gym in 2 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that this all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota. Toyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
Our Central Dakota Eye Care keys to success begin at the Riggs High Gym before Pierre meets Watertown tonight. Zach Wevick is the head coach of the Arrows in his fourth season there. A team with talent, coach, that's just been a little bit frustrating for you lately.
Yeah, we're on kind of a slide right now the last five games. You know, we were competitive in some of those ones early on, and you know, a couple possessions late in games that we kind of let things slip away from us. But yeah, we'd like to think, you know, when we're at our best, we're pretty good defensively, and we gotta get up and guard people. And if we do that, we put ourselves in ball games. And you know, obviously, I got a couple guys that can score. It always helps as well. And so seeing the ball go through the net is always a big key for us as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the main point, is that Drew Norberg obviously is such a talented player. People remember what he did to win the game here in the early part of last season. You've got other guys that it's just a matter of them putting the ball in the hoop a little bit more, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Drew's going to be Drew. You know, he has been all year. He's going to find ways to go get opportunities and go score points. But yeah, you're 100% right. You know, the nice thing is we got guys that are capable. And, you know, when we've been successful this year, we've had a wide variety of guys step up. And you kind of never know who it's going to be, who's going to go get you another 10 or 12 or hit a big basket at a key moment. And so, yeah, we need other guys to step up as well. And, you know, something that we're always searching for, and something that we're always preaching to our guys, too, that when it's your turn, step up and knock one down.
Now, the fact that you've been able to come through in a team that, you're undersized as opposed to a lot of double-A teams, but you're one of the teams that say, hey, that doesn't matter. We can still do the job.
No, that's kind of how we've been the last several years here. And, you know, we don't buy into that. You know, no one's going to feel sorry for us at the end of the day. And so we can't feel sorry for us as well. And, you know, I think we do a pretty good job of offsetting that as best we can. You know, one thing that has bothered us sometimes this year is length, you know, especially athletic, lengthy wings, you know, on the perimeter. And obviously Pierre features a lot of that tonight. And so how we handle that and how we're able to still get, you know, inside out looks and get dribble penetration and get them on a string, you know, that's something that we haven't done against length necessarily in other games. And, you know, tonight we'll be looking for that.
I know Coach Kuzler feels that this is the sort of team she felt she had all along. Now they're really starting to hit their stride. So you talked about going against their length. What are other keys to success for you against this Pierre team?
Yeah, you can see that they're definitely playing better and better here as the year goes on. You know, again, I'm going to put it back on the defensive end. You know, if we can't guard tonight and if things are very easy for Pierre, they're going to get settled in. And they get settled in offensively. And once they do, you know, they have multiple weapons as well. You know, everyone knows Lincoln. You know, Lincoln Keenholz is a tremendous scorer. But when you've got, you know, the big that they have inside with Bush is playing better and better. They've got other guards who can shoot the basketball. If they get comfortable, you know, we're going to have an uphill battle for ourselves.
He knows it. You've got to score points to win. You got to play good defense to win, too. And that's what Zach Wiebeck's looking for. Good to meet you. Thank you for the time. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And coming up, we'll visit with Pierre Governor's head coach, Brianna Kuzler, on our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. And our keys to success continue in 30 seconds after this from Central Dakota Eye Care here on River 92.7.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
Continuing on our Central Dakota Eye Care keys to success at the Riggs High Gym before Pierre meets Watertown, now with Governor's head coach Brianna Kuzler. I don't think it's a presumptuous thing to say that coaches like efficiency. I'd say you had efficiency on both ends of the floor from your team last night.
Yeah, early in the game, I felt like we were maybe had some kids still on the bus a little bit, or we were getting our legs underneath us still. But after that first quarter and getting back to play in our basketball, I thought that the rest of the game was pretty solid for us. And like you said, very efficient. And we had a lot of contributions from a lot of different kids and playing their roles. And that's something that's really important down the stretch, especially when we have various kids out for various reasons. And you've got it's a next man up mentality that we have to have at this point. Certainly, we'd love to have Jackson on the floor with us, but we'll heal up that ankle and get him back. But I felt like last night we just got really quality performance and shared the basketball really well, which then in return gets us really good looks for an efficient scoring night.
And you were playing a motivated team. You know what a difficult time they've had. And for some of it, the rivalry goes back to some of these guys meeting each other on the football field. I mean, that Brookings team, and I'll give credit to them for the way they started early. They came out really motivated.
Yeah, they had guns a-blazing, that's for sure, and they really have nothing to lose. So why not go out there just fearless and playing their butts off? And that's what they did. And I felt like we did a good job of, you know, kind of weathering that storm that they put up in the first quarter there and trusting that we didn't have to do too much. It was if we just continued to build off of what we were doing, make a few adjustments here or there, and then continuing just to have everybody do their job, we were going to be all right.
You're in the same kind of boat tonight with a little bit of a team that, all right, let's face it, they're undersized a little bit in Watertown, but they certainly have talent. You stressed, I know, I remember you talking with Brian in the postgame last night about how well you rebounded, and I'm sure you feel that'll be very important again tonight.
Rebounding's always a factor for us, and both on the offensive and defensive glass. Last night, I felt like we gave up a few too many offensive boards, especially early on, and we cleaned that up as the game progressed, but that's something early on here. We've got to make sure that we're setting the tone and going and having a conscious effort, finding the body, and then clearing that glass one opportunity and done, because against teams like this, you don't want to give them multiple chances in a possession or multiple possessions there. So we've got to make sure that we're doing our job. And then also on the flip side, side, using our size advantage on the offensive glass to be able to see if we can get a couple extra opportunities, as we know we're not going to score every single time, but I mean, we'd love it if we did. But I think if we can give ourselves a couple second chance opportunities, we'll be sitting all right.
You referred to Jackson. You're going to hold him out again tonight, right?
Yes, yep, he won't be playing tonight. He continued to heal up that ankle, so Jet will stay in that starting lineup role. And, you know, I was just really proud of all of the kids that stepped up into their positions. And, again, we had really big contributions from a lot of different kids and in various ways. It didn't necessarily always come from a scoring side of things. It might have just been from a defensive element. And that's something that is really encouraging as we're at this point in the season, that these kids have the confidence that they should have to come in and do their job for this team.
One more guy, and that's Jack Merquan. And it was so frustrating for him to sit out for so long, but everybody knows the speed he has first and the tenacity he has. He really got to show that last night.
Yeah, it was good for him to continue to gain that confidence as he works back into that the role that he is in right now. And he has the athleticism, and it certainly brings a lot more versatility to us as well, with his ability to score in multiple ways and then also defend and still fit. And you can definitely tell each time he steps on the floor, he's getting a little bit more confident.
Watertown, a team certainly with talent. Drew Norberg, of course, is such an outstanding player. And they need a win. They've had a frustrating time lately. You talked about the rebounding, but what are the other keys to success for your team to try to slow down those arrows?
We've got to make sure that we're dictating the shots that they get tonight and really setting the tone from a defensive end. And then also I think that focusing in on Norberg, he really is their motor, and we want to make sure that he's not getting easy looks. He's going to take his shots, and he's going to get some points because he's a very skilled player, certainly. But we want to make sure that nobody's getting any easy looks, and then clearing the glass is really, of course, big importance for us and a key to our ability to push the tempo a little bit. And I think that's going to be to our advantage as well, looking to get ourselves established inside for some quality looks.
Coach, thank you as always. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Head coach Brianna Kuzler, the Peer Governors, on our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success. Some varsity action is still going on. The C game, which has been pretty physical, is in the last minute with the Peer ahead by 5 over Watertown, 65-60. The JV game was a tight one. Brecken Kruger made a marvelous play to turn a 2-point lead into a 4-point lead on an offensive board, where he stayed midair to put in a follow, and Peer held on for a 1-point victory in the JV game. So the sub-varsity running a little bit long. What does that mean? Some more for you on our Becky Potts of a State Farm pre-game show. That's what it'll mean. And we'll have a chance to look a little bit further into AA basketball and what the Governor boys and girls have ahead for the last couple of the regular season. Yep, after tonight, only 2 games left for each team. The Governor girls are in Watertown. That's where Brian is, and that's on 1060, 103.1 KGFX. So you can tune in there, too. And, of course, see both games at the respective station pages of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. So let's sell some more things while we have a moment on our Becky Potts of State Farm pregame. There's more from the Riggs High Gym coming up in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Peer Governors, River 92.7. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Can you believe it? Last Friday night of the regular season at home. Boy, where is this season gone? Pier in Watertown and boys basketball at the Riggside Gym. And Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by Hawaii Federal Credit Union, Dakota Storm Roofing, Aventera, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Kruger Contracting, Bank West, the Brittany Shuffle Buying Agency, May Adam Law Firm, TMA, Dakota Plains Federal Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Overhead Door, Wagner Auto, and the place with the Dillaroni and really good pasta too. Gators, pizza, pasta, and subs. Glad to have you with us. This C game still not completed. Pretty good crowd coming in. By the way, the students across from us, it's a white out. And so a lot of students wearing white tonight. Why not for this next to last home game for the Governor boys? The final one is Tuesday night against the Jefferson Cavaliers. Brian will have that for you here on River 92.7 at 6:30. Not going into tonight's play. Jefferson, 10-6, first year of the program. But, of course, a whole lot of talent in Sioux Falls. Girls are having a good first year for their program, too. And then next Saturday night, week from tomorrow, we mean, 26th of February, the Governors close with the, as of now, undefeated and defending state champion Roosevelt Rough Riders in Sioux Falls. And Brian will be there for that. Yes, after all of the state wrestling, Brian will be there for Hoops, 6:30 a week from tomorrow, right here on River 92.7. And looking again at the C-point standings, we can go with a little time into them a little bit further. Sioux Falls Roosevelt's lead over O'Gorman is 1 point, about 1.3 points, a little more than 1.3. As we say, that's a hard thing to make up with only three games remaining. So Roosevelt looks pretty good for that first spot, and O'Gorman looks pretty good for that second spot. Then Harrisburg, Mitchell, Jefferson, and Washington pretty tight. Those four teams separated by only a tenth of a point, but all look good to be on their home floor for the SODAC 16. And then Aberdeen Central is at 41.412, and Sioux Falls Lincoln at 41.125. Yankton 7/10 behind. So it looks like the top eight are relatively set. We have a pretty good idea of who will host games in the SODAC 16. Always subject to change, of course. Yankton's at number 9. Brandon Valley at 10. 40.471 for Yankton, 40.176 for Brandon Valley, and then at an even 40 in the C points, the Governors are 11th. Rapid City Stevens and how they have improved as the season gone along. The Raiders are 8-8. They're 39.438. This Watertown team that's about to take the floor as the C game now finally comes to an end. 6-11 for the Arrows, 38.706. Spearfish before tonight, 7-11, 38.176. Huron at 5-11, 37.938. That win over the Governors may have saved their season, at least for making the postseason. Rapid City Central, 16th at 37.062. Sturgis in 17th is 3/10 of a point behind them. Douglas another 6/10 of a point back in 18th, and Brookings at 35.5. They are almost certainly going to be on the outside looking in. That loss last night was their 14th in a row. Brookings' only win came against Huron in December as the Emerald Regiment strikes it up. As the Pure Governors are about to take the floor, the Watertown Arrows already have. And here come the Governors looking for win number 3 in a row. We're still, probably 16, 17 minutes away from tip here at the Ricks High Gym as some varsity games go a little long. So, an extended Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. And time to tell you that driven by the Office of Highway Safety, this is the official voice of the Pure Governors, River 92.7, KGFX-FM Pure. If you drink, don't drive. It's the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame. Let's take another 3-minute break. We'll tell you a little more about the Governor girls. And, of course, we'll update you on what they're doing in Watertown. But more from the Ricks High Gym when we return in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Governor's River 92.7.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At the Riggs High Gym as the Emerald Regiment plays on and expanded at Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame. I'm David Burrell, Pure Governors in the Watertown Arrows. Thank you for joining us on River 92.7. Governor Girls about to get underway at the Watertown Civic Arena. That's where Brian Oakland is. Coverage on River 92.7 and looking again a little further at the girls situation in their seed point standings. They are at number 11 at 39.882. They are 0.3 behind Mitchell. Remember, they lost to the Colonels. 2.5 anyway, 40.125. Watertown, who they're playing tonight, is at 40.444. So a win would certainly help. And trying to catch Huron now, they're 0.8 behind the 8th place Tigers. And again, a lot to make up in just 3 games. But the Governors certainly do have 3 more winnable games on the girls' side. Although head coach Kirk Devon, you may have heard him say with Brian on Tuesday night, this is going to be a battle, and there's no doubt about that. Pat McClemon's team will have his team ready, certainly. They started so well at 5-0, but are now at 9-9. And then for the Governor girls, it's Sioux Falls Jefferson, 8-9 in their first season. That's Tuesday night in Sioux Falls, and that'll be on 1060 103.1 KGFX beginning at 6:30 on Tuesday evening. And then the home finale for the Governor girls next Saturday afternoon here at the Riggside Gym against a very much struggling Sioux Falls Roosevelt team who is only 1-15. They are within sight of Spearfish. They're not too far behind the Spartans for the last spot at number 16, about 3.5 behind, but it has been a rough year for Roosevelt in girls basketball. And that'll be who the Governor girls play a week from tomorrow. Now, Brian is covering the Governor girls, as we say, because they're in Watertown, and he was in Brookings last night with the Governor boys. And again, wrestling will be his beat tomorrow and next week, too. But the Governors will play, the Governor boys will take part in the 3A East Regional Wrestling Tournament. That's tomorrow in Milbank. Chamberlain's there, of course, but of course, all the boys' teams around the state in action tomorrow in regional tournaments. Stanley County across the river will host the 4B Regional Tournament at Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pierce. Phillip will be there for that. Sully Butte, Potter County in Region 1, winners in their region in Region B. Well, Brian's going to keep you updated on all of that. Just stay tuned to 1060 103.1 KGFX tomorrow. And Brian's updates will begin in the 11 a.m. hour and also on the KGFX page tomorrow. Brian will put up a video stream so you can keep track on seeing what the Governor wrestlers are doing in Milbank tomorrow. Then, of course, the best coverage we think anywhere in South Dakota of state wrestling begins with Brian's reports in the 9 o'clock hour on KGFX on Thursday and Friday mornings next Friday night. Remember, individual tournament ends on Friday night now. They've changed that schedule. Play-by-play of all the state championship matches begins at about 5 next Friday. The dual tournament covers, of course, the defending champs, and they're the fourth seed in Class A this year. Their first match against Harrisburg, that coverage at 10:30 a.m. a week from tomorrow, Saturday, February 26th, and that'll be on KGFX. So that's what's going on, and what's going on here is basketball action. Not too far from tip-off now as the Pier Governors meet the Watertown Arrows at the Riggside Gym. A 3-minute break, and then we'll return with this evening's EnviroTech starting lineups after another 3-minute break on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7. This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. From 2012 through 16, Pierre girls dominated AA golf. 3 golfers combined to win 4 titles in 5 years. Haley Getz in 2012 and 13, Carissa Guthrie in 2015, Katie Bartlett in 2016, after she'd been runner-up the previous 2 years. Haley Getz, Carissa Guthrie, and Katie Bartlett, 3 of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people. Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
EnviroTech starting lineup time at the Riggs High Gym. Let's check out the starters for the Watertown Arrows first. And their main players, their 6'2 senior Drew Norberg, who had that winning three a year ago, is averaging 21 points a game, 5.2 rebounds. He's at 41 threes. He's a 36% three-point shooter. Cole Holden, 6'1 senior, another pretty good athlete in their backcourt, 3.2 points a game, 3.4 rebounds. Restart, 5'9 senior, second leading scorer. A guard at 9 points a game. Also, he's hit 9 threes. Mac Johnson, 6'2 senior, 3.9 points and 2.2 rebounds. And Devin Lewis, 6'1 senior, at 6.7 points, 2.2 rebounds. And he's hit 28 threes. So this team can knock down some three-pointers. Zach Wiebeck is the head coach of the Arrows in his fourth season in Watertown with a record of 33-48. Sixth season as a boys head coach. He was at Bonham for 2 years before he was in Watertown. Overall record of the boys coach, 65-60. Before he was at Bonham, he was the girls head coach at Lee Deckwood for 2 seasons. His assistants are Maddie Kranz, Tommy Manley, Blake Heiser, and Garrett Priest. The Pierre starting lineup in 30 seconds after this from EnviroTech here on River 92.7.
EnviroTech in Pierre is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided. Earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or more depending upon experience. Full benefits after 60 days. EnviroTech has been servicing the area for 20 years and is looking for somebody to join their team. If you're energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call EnviroTech today, 224-4804, or go to wasteconnections.com employment tab to apply. EnviroTech has you covered.
Starting five for the Governor, same as it was in Brookings last night, with 5'11 junior Jacob Meir running the point, around 3 points a game for Jacob. Matthew Hansen, the 6'4 senior, 8.9 points a game, good wing player, good shooter when he can get hot. Also starting, Jet Zabel starts again, the 6'5 sophomore, the power forward spot in place of Jackson Edmond. Around 3 points a game for Jet, good outing for him last night. Christian Bush down low in the post, 6'4 junior, and around 7 points a game. But remember, that outside shot for him can work too. And Lincoln Keenholz, the 6'3 junior leading scorer on this club, at 19.5 points a game for head coach Brianna Kuzler and her assistants Skip Kirk, Evan Kaiser, Lonnie Heyer, and Daniel Traversy. Those are the EnviroTech starting lineups. Now time to tell you about the law on the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and we'll introduce tonight's officials when we return to the Riggs High Gym in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986.
Tonight's officials are Shane Bartles, Larry Osborne, and Brad Booth. Thank you, gentlemen. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection. Again, Jackson Edmond being held out of the lineup tonight. And he's dressed well, taking care of putting the balls back in the rack. Again, the hope, said head coach Brianna Kuzler, as he would be available for Tuesday night's game here against the Jefferson Cavaliers. Pier in their home white uniforms, emerald green numerals and letters in the emerald green trim. Watertown in their Road Royal purple uniforms with the gold numerals and letters. If you're an NHL fan of a certain age, remember the Los Angeles Kings original colors. That's what Watertown's colors are. Well, that is an extended Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame show. We're just about ready for basketball as the Pier Governors and Watertown Arrows meet in boys action at the Riggs High Gym. And we'll get it going when we return in 3 minutes here on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza, Pasta.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier. Zach Hansen is one of the best ever to play boys basketball in the capital city. He was a four-time All-ESD, three-time All-State selection. In his junior and senior years, Hansen was named South Dakota's Gatorade Player of the Year. In his senior year, 2013, he was South Dakota's Mr. Basketball and helped Pier to its fourth state championship. Then, Hansen played 4 years at Creighton, twice in the NCAA tournament, once in the NIT. Zach Hansen, one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pier, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pier Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing. And just about ready to go here at the Riggs High Gym, the Pier Governors and the Watertown Arrows. Since the 2005-2006 season, the 32nd meeting between these two, Watertown 18-13 in those last 31. We told you what happened here last year, December 12 of 2020. It was the Governor's home opener of last season. Terrific game, well played defensively by both sides, but it was a Drew Norberg three at the buzzer that made the difference in a Watertown 49-48 when he had 15. Dawson Schmidt, he was a good player. He had 24. Lincoln Keenels had 14. Last Governor win was nearly 4 years ago here at the Riggs High Gym over Watertown, 58-52 on February 20 of 2018. Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Bauman Lumber, Live Chicken, Dairy Queen, Avera Orthopedics, Lariat Lanes, Spurding Electric, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Beck Motors, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Lynn's Dakota Mart, and First Dakota National Bank. Remember, you can watch it at the KGFX page at the DRG News, or the, excuse me, the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. And in white, here we'll shoot the bucket to your right in this first half. It is Lincoln Keenholz to jump for Pier, and Drew Norberg for Watertown, and Pier wins the tip. Has the ball first. We hope you enjoy the action. Jacob Mayer runs the point with Restart guarding him. Bouncing the right wing for Matthew Hansen on the angle. There's Norberg to guard him. A fadeaway by Keenholz is good from 17. Keenholz with another fine night last night with 19, and he starts well tonight. And 20 seconds in, it's 2-0 Pier. Restart runs the point up top for the Watertown Arrows. Only 5-9, maybe 5-9. Didn't we say that during football season, too? That might be generous. Tough little player, though. Uses a screen. Kick out on the left side for a three that's coming by Lewison missing. And Hansen with a rebound for Pier. Second possession for the Governors. They scored on their first. Using the screen, it's a Bush fadeaway jumper that's missing. Offensive board, and Jet Sable follows and scores. And rebounding was so good for the Governors last night in Brookings. There's an offensive board and a putback, and it's 4-0. Other end, fadeaway, 11 feet the baseline. Good for Drew Norberg. 4-2 here. It's again a matter of him getting some help. Quickly on the other end, driving for the bucket is Keenholz, and it counts with a foul and a layup. One quick pass all the way down the floor. Two buckets early for Keenholz. It's 6-2 Pier, and the foul is on Mac Johnson of Watertown. Keenholz, such a good foul shooter, of course, nearly 80% for the season. Tries to give Pier a five-point lead. He does. Five already for Lincoln. 7-2 Pier, 6:48 in the first quarter at the Riggs High Gym. Norberg brings it down the right alley. Up top for Cole Holden. Cole, a left wing swing for Devin Lewis, using a pick by Stark, handing it to Norberg into the lane with a glide, and stops and pops from seven, didn't fall, and Zabel is again able to grab the rebound to Mayer and down floor on the right wing to Hansen in the front court. Here with all three of the game's rebounds so far. Keenholz thought about that three, made Holden miss to the foul line, made him miss again, but then missed a shot, and Lincoln couldn't quite grab the rebound. It's out of bounds. He made Cole Holden jump up in the air too early twice. Couldn't get the shot to fall, though. Good start for the Governor girls that we'll update you on as we get a moment. Left wing Drew Norberg for Watertown. 2 minutes in, 7-2, Pier on top of Watertown. Comes into the right corner for Devin Lewis to Mac Johnson. His first touch in the lane over Bush, off the glass, not falling. Lincoln Keenholz has his first rebound of the night. He had seven last night. Left lane line, handing it to Bush. 18-footer straight away, barely grazed the rim. Cole Holden rebounds, and back come the Arrows. Holden nearly dropped it, handed it instead on right wing to Lewis. Good baseline drive here by Stark. Fades away, 7 foot left lane line, didn't fall. Watertown tried to save the rebound, and they did somehow. Holden with a very nice play to keep it alive for Reese Stark, and a second chance for the Arrows. There's a right wing three by Lewis that's off the front rim, and the long rebound to Jet Zabel, his third already. Front court left wing, Matthew Hansen working on Lewis. 5:08 in the first quarter, still a 7-2 Pier lead. Keenholz has five of the seven, and he has the ball between the rings now with Holden guarding him. Right wing pass, restart. Gets in the way of it in the passing lane. Drives, Keenholz made him change a shot. And missed, but then after a Pier rebound, they throw the ball away. It came on a left wing three that is missing here by Norberg. And another Jet Zabel rebound. That's four for him already. After six last night with his 9 points out in Brookings. 4.5 minutes in the first, still a 7-2 Pier lead. Hansen with a three, all rimmed out. And the rebound by Norberg. Well, if Matthew Hansen hits the first one, a lot of others tend to seem to fall for him. Lewis, left wing on the angle. Hand it on the right side to start. Right of the lane holding up top for Norberg. Wanting a screen by Johnson. It isn't there. He's got to do something with it. Counts on him. Now he advances, trying to work on Keenholz. What a matchup that is. Left wing, it is Stark in the corner. Tiptoes along the baseline to stay in bounds. Right wing, Norberg with eight on the shot clock. He left a three short, gained his own long rebound. And the bounce pass came to Holden. Watertown setting up again, but now throwing the ball away. It's taken down by Matthew Hansen. As a shot, actually, it was that missed. And Hansen has a rebound. It's not a turnover. 3:40 in the first quarter, 7-2. Pier leading over Watertown. We've been stuck in that score for a while. Lincoln Keenholz again working on Holden. Wants a bush screen. Instead hands it on the left wing for Mayer for a cutting Zabel in the lane. Layup good on the left side. Four for Jet. The Pier lead is 9-2 at 3:20 in the first quarter. And said in the pregame, efficiency. Well, the Governor's so far been pretty efficient again. 4 of 8 shooting. Stark. Good bounce and a cut by Holden. He drives to the hole for a layup. Oh, wonderful bounce pass from restart to Cole Holden. 9-4 Pier. Quickly on the other end. It's a driving layup by Keenholz. They're having a hard time keeping up with him, as a lot of people do. He's up to 7. 11-4 Pier. Their lead is 7. 2:53 in the first. Norberg on the other end. Drives for a tough left-handed layup that falls. A very difficult shot. Norberg with great body control. Hansen on the other end from 17 answers with a point cut. First two for Matthew, and it's 13-6 for Pierre at 2:37 in the first. You can be sure that the faster this game pace is, the more Pierre will like it. Norberg with a right wing three. It's off the rim. However, Hansen couldn't control the rebound, and it'll stay with Watertown. Substitutions here. Cohen Kranz comes into the game. Evan Hamry. Francis, a sophomore, 6 foot. Hamry, a 6'3 senior. And Kate Kaiser has come into the Pier lineup, too. Norberg out front wants someone to be open. It's Holden, right wing on the angle, the hammer line of the rain. And Evan turns around, falls away, scores. Nice off the glass. Evan Hammer with his first two, 13-8 now for Pier at 2:03 in the first quarter. Brecken Kruger's also come into the game. Out there with Kaiser and Zabel. And Ben Heisler is also into the game. He drives on the right block and is fouled while trying to hit a layup with 1:52 remaining in the first quarter. Promise you an update on the Governor girls. They're starting well in Watertown, leading the Arrows 20-8 early in the second quarter. And that one is with Brian on 1060-103.1 KGFX. Cole Holden, the foul, his first, and the first of two free throws misses here for Ben Heisler. The 6'3 junior who entered the game a moment ago has another and hits it. 14-8 for Pier. They've led by as much as 7. 1:50 left in the first quarter. Restart, left hand, right hand dribble into the front court, left wing for Holden for a cutting start. Give and go, but he left it short. Another Jet Zabel rebound. That's 5 already for him in this first quarter. Right wing Heisler, guarded by Holden. Looking for Zabel in the lane. Pass nearly deflected, but Kruger's there to keep it in Pierce's hands with 20 on the shot clock and 1:26 left in the first quarter. Left wing, it is Keenholz. A three, good with the assist to his cousin. And Lincoln Keenholz has 10. 9-point lead for Pier, their longest, 17-8, 1:13 in the first. Norberg answering with a jumper that's good with his foot on the arc on the right wing, a 19-foot, 6-inch shot. 19-9 is where the 3-point already is. 17-10, Pier, 1 minute left in the first. Keenholz trying to start down the left lane line, instead left it for Heisler. Keenholz now left middle of that left wing near the corner for Zabel in the lane. Backs down. Oh, great pass and a layup for Keenholz. 12 in the first quarter for Lincoln. A wonderful pass. 19-10 Pier at 43 seconds in the first quarter. He knew Lincoln was going to cut. Lincoln did and laid it in. Norberg left wing guarded by Keenholz. 35 seconds in the first. 12 more in game clock than shot clock. Norberg kicking out for a right wing three by Kranz. That is not there. There's another Jet Zabel rebound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for him, matching what he had all of last night in Brookings. 19 seconds in the first. Pier with the shot clock off. Sees Keenholz with that left-hand dribble saying, hey, come on out here and get me, Drew. Norberg, that is. 9 seconds to Kruger. It is Heisler, left baseline. It is Zabel with a drive, scores again. That's six in the first quarter for Jet. And a heave at the buzzer is short. A very, very good first quarter for the Pier Governors. And on the Coca-Cola, on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard at the end of one, it is Pier 21, Watertown 10. We'll return and have the second quarter back at the Riggs High Gym in 1 minute on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
It is hard to start a whole lot better than the Pier Governors did tonight. 21-10, they're up at the end of one. 12 for Lincoln Keenel, 6 rebounds and 6 points for Jet Zabel, 9 of 13 shooting for Pier. Watertown, with the arrow on the ball to start the second quarter, they have brought in Marcus Rabin. He is a 6'1 sophomore. It is Drew Norberg with it out front. Norberg has a 6-point start. He averages 21. Pass inside, turn around to Evan Hammer from Lewis, and Evan scores his second bucket. Hamry is how the young man pronounces his name. Jack Merquan's into the Pier lineup, and he hands it to Keenholz. 21-12, Keenholz bounces on the right baseline off the glass and scores again. That's 14, 23-12 Pier. Rabin, right baseline. This is Hamry. Evan, again, for Marcus Rabin. Hamry now in the right corner for Kranz, handed to Drew Norberg, down to 18 on the shot clock for Watertown. Skip it, left wing all the way in the corner for Lewis, bad pass taken away by Brecken Kruger. That's the first turnover on Watertown in this game. Pier had just two in the first quarter. Long three, Keenholz off the back rim. You almost expect him to go in. And then as Drew Norberg grabbed the rebound, he's fouled. And that is the first Pier foul of this game, and it's on Ben Heisler. Took nearly over, in fact, 9 minutes for a Pier foul. Just playing very sharply again and leading 23-12 over Watertown. 6:48 in the first half. Hamry, pass down low, deflected. Jack Merquan got a hand on that, and Kate Kaiser took it in. Pier pushes it for Aquino's left drive on the block, scoring again another layup. They can't stop him so far. He has 16. 25-12, Watertown trailing Pier. 6:26 in the first half. 16 for Keenholz and 12 for Watertown. Kranz, left wing for Devin Lewis. Comes near the corner. Norberg with a jumper over Kaiser that is short, and Kruger confidently grabs the rebound for the Governors. Down to 38% shooting for Watertown, and they're 0 of 6 on threes. Merquan in the old circle. Bounce for Heisler. Left up top to Kaiser. Right wing Kruger. Left wing Keenholz. Long NBA three is off the right side of the rim, and the rebound is saved in by Johnson on a good play to Marcus Rabin. Keenholz is feeling it. He thinks any shot he has tonight can fall, and most of them have. Hamra, right lane line. Drive on a left-handed reverse by Lewis. Fouled as he missed the layup. So Watertown will have their first free throws of this game. The foul is on Jack Merquan, his first. His first 8 points of the season last night. Here is Devin Lewis at the line. He has two shots, and the first one rolls in. Only his third free throw. He's 2 for 3 now. Christian Bush back in. Matthew Hansen back in for Pier. Cole Holden, Restart back in for Watertown and making his first appearance is Jake Olson. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Sports marketing sponsors who help bring you Governor basketball on River 92.7 include Midco, Red Rosa Italian Grill, and Anderson Rumsen Dental. The second free throw misses, and Matthew Hansen has the rebound for Pierre. They have an 11-8 rebounding advantage so far. Hey, Kaiser calls the play, hands it to Hansen. Middle of the left wing to Kruger, back between the rings for Matthew Hansen. Left of the lane, 12-footer, good. It's Kate Kaiser's first two. 27-13, Pierre. Yep, Keenholz does have 16, but others are contributing too again. Norbert trying to drive on Kaiser. Kick out to Stark, almost over his head, then drives for a right wing layup. Nice job going against, as he usually does, taller people. Restarts first two. 27-15, Pierre, 4:53 and a half. Between the rings, Hansen looks for an open man. It's Merkwan. Right wing on an angle, bringing on the left side, Kruger. Open three, yes! Brecken Kruger's first three, and he can knock that shot down too. 30-15 for Pierre. They've doubled the arrows. 4:34 in the first half. Watertown basketball with Stark turning around in the lane. Made Kruger fall down, then missed a jumper. No one there to box out Cole Holden, and he follows with a layup. Four for Holden. 30-17 Pierre at 4:18 and a half. Hansen, Pierre in white, shooting at the bucket to your right as you're watching on the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Restart reaches in with a foul. His first, just the third on Watertown. And as Jeff Zabel comes back in, more sports marketing partners to help bring you Governor basketball or Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Pier Dental Clinic, Iceberg Funeral Home, the South Dakota National Guard, Delta Dental, Capital City Campus, and the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce. It's in to Matthew Hansen, 4:10 and a half. Down low, a pass for Bush, nearly too far. Christian made a good catch. Back out to Kaiser, who had given him the pass before. Now a left wing three by Hansen. Made it. But a foul is called on Pierre, so it won't count. Away from the ball, a push. Christian Bush is called for this. It's an offensive foul. Only the third turnover on the Governors and the first foul on Christian. 30-17, Pierre. 4 minutes left, first half here at the Riggside Gym. We're glad to have you with us. Bo Holden, Drew Norberg, Reese Stark, Jake Olson, Devin Lewis, the five on the floor for Watertown. It's handed to Stark. Stops left wing. It is Lewis cutting to the left lane line. One hand runner won't fall. Jet Zabel grabs another rebound. He's up to seven of them now. Hansen driving into the lane. Right past Norberg. Counted with a foul. Matthew Hansen just got her going and wasn't going to let Drew Norberg stop him. 32-17 Pierre on Hansen's second bucket and the first foul on Norberg. What a aggressive drive on a team that, again, knows they have the advantage down low again tonight. Hansen hit the free throw. The Pierre lead is now 16, 33-17 over Watertown, 3:32 in the first half. Norberg uses a screen, comes to the right baseline, lays it in. Gliding right down there. He's quite an athlete, Drew Norberg. 33-19 Pierre at 3:20 and a half. Lob didn't make it to Bush. Good play by Cole Holden on a pass that was a little bit too low. Just the fourth Pierre turnover. Right wing three. Norberg trying to turn it into points. Can't. Restart in the middle again of traffic. Gains the rebound nicely, and then he's fouled. Bush was there. Hansen was there. It's Matthew Hansen's foul. His first and the fourth on the Governors. Lincoln Keenholz did rest. Comes back in, replacing his cousin, Brecken Kruger. Cohen Kranz has come back into the lineup for Watertown. Inbounded to Jake Olson, left of the lane. Jake finds Drew Norberg, 3:04 and a half. Watertown with the ball, but Pierre leads 33-19. Norberg fade away from 10. Right on the lane, he's good. Can't defend that shot when he falls away. Norberg with 10. 33-21, Pierre at 2:52 and a half. Keenholz for Hansen up top. Zabel, Bush, and Mayer, the starting fiver out there. Pass down low for an open. Bush missed the layup. Keenholz missed the follow. Gained another one. Hit that follow and was fouled. Lincoln Keenholz on the second try. Third try, actually, scores to make it 35-21. The foul is the second on Cole Holden. So he'll, or at least Jake Olson will come out. Yeah, now Holden will come out in favor of Marcus Rabin. Now for Lincoln Keenels, who tries for a 19th point at the line, and yeah, he's good. 36-21 Pier. 2:38 in the first half as the Governors match their longest lead at 15. Norberg into the lane for Mac Johnson, who just re-entered. Whip the pass down low to Norberg on the baseline. Falls away over Mayer and hits. Again, that fadeaway. Drew Norberg has 6 buckets and 12 points. 36-23, Pier leads over Watertown. 2:18 first half of the Riverside Gym. Pass a little too high for Bush, but Christian is able to handle it. Bounce down low for Hansen. Layup. Nice feed, and Hansen has 7. 38-23, Pier. 2:05 in the half, and the Governors are shooting 67%. Again, efficient. I'll go back to that word. Mayer with a hand on a pass that's knocked out of bounds, right into the hands of head coach Brianna Kuzler, who hands it to the official, who will now hand it to Marcus Rabin, who will inbound in front of the Governor bench. Gives it to Norberg, 1:58 and a half. 38-23, Pier by 15. Norberg with a three, he's good. Norberg's on tonight, too. He has 15. He and Lincoln Keenels putting on a show. 38-26, Pier at 1:45 and a half. Speaking of Keenels, he hands it to Bush, right of the old circle. Right corner, Mayer. Lane, Zabel. And battling against Stark, puts up a shot where Stark fouls him. Second foul on Reese, team foul number 6 on Watertown. But in the act of shooting, Zabel will shoot twice at the line. Check what's happening with the Governor girls. We will when we have the opportunity. First free throw is good here for Zabel. His first point of the second quarter. He's up to 7 for the game, and it is 39-26 here with 98 seconds left in the first half. Lewis in for Stark, who has the 2 fouls. Governor girls, a 24-15 lead at the half in Watertown with a 10-point first half for Remington Price. Brian has it on KGFX. And the second one is also good for Zabel, and the Governors a 6 of 7 at the line and lead by 14. 40-26 over Watertown. Now, 90 seconds left in the first half. Mac Johnson out front. Right wing for Lewis. Devin hands it to Norberg. Right of the old circle. Outside the arc. Swinging on the left side for Johnson with Bush guarding him. 15 on the shot clock. Whip to Kranz on the left baseline. Back out front to Johnson. Mac with a drive on the right baseline off the glass. And missing as Matthew Hansen pulls down the rebound for Pier. Has it on the right wing. Looks for an open man. In the corner, it's Mayer. Cross-court lob to Bush. Back down low, pass a little too high for Zabel. He can't hang on to it, and Devin Lewis takes it in for Watertown. Down floor for Norberg with a little one-hand push, but it falls. A lot of it falling for Norberg. He's up to 17. But it's still 40-28 for Pier. 44 seconds left in the half, but Norberg is keeping him at least within hailing distance. Left wing, Hansen. For Keenels, 36 seconds in the half. 15 more in the game clock than on the shot clock. Here with a great first half, but Watertown trying to stay close. It is a pass for Zabel. Left lane line. Banks it in off the glass. 10 in the first half for Jet Zabel. Again, filling in well for Jackson Edmond. 42-28 Pier. 16 seconds in the first half. One more possession for Watertown. Being on the left wing for Cohen Kranz. Looking for Norberg, but he's guarded well, so Kranz has to advance it. Now finds Norberg with 5 seconds. 4 into the right corner. Fadeaway 3 is off the rim. Hansen has the rebound and fires. It wouldn't have counted had it gone in. It didn't, but still. An excellent first half for the Pier Governors, shooting 68%. They've led by as many as 15. Their halftime lead on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard is 12 over the Watertown Arrows here at the Riggside Gym. Pier 42, Watertown 28. Gales Gas Service, go with that budget plan. Make sure that you stay warm all winter long because it's cold tonight, and after a warm weekend, there's more cold weather coming. Stay tuned for the Leighton and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. We'll look at first half numbers from this game, update you on the Governor girls and others as we have the opportunity. We'll get that going when we return to the Riggside Gym in 3 minutes. This is the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, River 92 Center.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
How about this number? 68% shooting. 68% in the first half of the Pierre Governors, and it's helped them to a 42-28 lead over the Watertown Arrows. This is the Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report of the Riggs-High Gym. I'm David Burrell. Heather Williams is our studio coordinator. Jordan Leppner taking care of the video. Lincoln Keenholz is on. 19 in the first half. He hit a three. Jet Zabel 10 and 7 rebounds. Zabel again starting in place of Jackson Edmond. Again being sat out with that slightly sprained ankle. Matthew Hansen with 7 in the first half. He also had 5 boards. Brecken Kruger scored 3. Kate Kaiser at 2 and Ben Heisler with 1. Drew Norberg is having quite a game himself for the Watertown Arrows. Their leading scorer, not far from his average, 21. He has 17 in the first half tonight. But no one else with more than 4 for the Arrows, and that's kind of the way their season's gone. Cole Holden has 4. Evan Hamra has 4. Reese Stark with 2 and Devin Lewis with 1. Mentioned 68% shooting for Pierce. 17 of 25, 2 of 6 on threes. Watertown hasn't played that bad a half, really. 48% shooting, 13 of 27. They are only 1 of 9 on threes. They only have gone to the line twice, and if we get a chance, we'll explain that that's a problem for them, too, not getting the line very much. Pierre 6 of 7, here with a rebound advantage, 16-10. They've led all the way. They've had 21-10 at the end of 1, 42-28 here at the half. Well-played first half, but teams taking care of the ball. Pierre just 5 turnovers, Watertown with only 2. The Governor girls are in Watertown tonight, and a minute into the third quarter, they now have a 10-point lead, a 27-17 over the Arrows as they look for a third win in a row and look for win number 8 this season. Brian Oakland has that game on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And then don't forget to join Brian tomorrow for his reports on state wrestling, or 3A regional wrestling for the Governors and other area schools too. And that'll begin in the 11 a.m. Hour tomorrow on 1060 103.1 KGFX. We have a moment to take a look at other scores. Tonight, let's tell you about boys double A. We told you earlier, Harrisburg was a 74-37 home winner over Spearfish. Lincoln is leading Jefferson 46-35, 2 minutes left in the third. That's a pretty dangerous Lincoln Patriot team. Roosevelt unbeaten, leading Washington on Roosevelt's floor, 42-34 midway through the third. Mitchell leading Rapid City Stevens at the Corn Palace, 42-36 with a couple of minutes left in the third. No report on what's going on between Rapid City Central and Huron in the Huron Arena. Girl scores tonight. Spearfish defeated Harrisburg 49-36 today. And we've mentioned what the Governors are doing, and we can update now. That's 27-19 for the Governors leading in Watertown, 2 minutes into the second half of play. Again, for the Governor boys, their final home game is against the Jefferson Cavaliers here at the Riggs High Gym. That is 6:30 on Tuesday evening right here on River 92.7 with Brian. And see it on the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. And then a week from tomorrow, Saturday, February 26th, the regular season will end when the Governors go to Sioux Falls to take on those really good and state defending state champ Roosevelt Rough Riders. That's 6:30 Saturday night, February 26th. For the Governor girls, they're in Sioux Falls to meet Jefferson, 6:30 on Tuesday night. That's on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And then they'll close the regular season with a home finale a week from tomorrow, Saturday, February 26th. Afternoon game here at the Riggs High Gym. 1:30 is our airtime a week from tomorrow, Saturday, February 26th. And that will be right here on River 92.7. Brian, as we mentioned, with those regional wrestling reports tomorrow, then Brian will be at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. And as I think he said last night, you can't pull him away from state wrestling. It certainly is an exciting event. He says it's his favorite, and it's great stuff. And we think Brian gives you the best radio coverage of anybody in South Dakota. His reports begin in the 9 a.m. hour on Thursday and Friday mornings on 1060 103.1 KGFX. Remember again, as we remind you, that they have changed the schedule, and the individual tournament is now in the first 2 days. It'll be over on Friday evening. So the description of all of the state championship matches with Brian will start at around 5 o'clock next Friday on 1060 103.1 KGFX. Then the Governors will look to defend. They will defend their Class A dual championship, the dual tournament, all in one day, Saturday, February 26th, with coverage beginning at day at 10:30 on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And so here at halftime, the Pierre Governors, with hot shooting, have a 14-point lead over the Watertown Arrows, 42-28. And they're going to have to keep it up because Drew Norberg is on. He does need some help. Watertown hasn't played a horrible game, but they're still down by 14 because Pierre is shooting so well. And that is our Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. Back in 2 minutes with the second half from the Riggs High Gym. Come back with us here on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you. At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Here comes the second half of the Riggs-High Gym as the Pierre Governors have a 42-28 lead over the Watertown Arrows as they try for victory number 9, and they try to make it to 500. They would be 9-9 if they win it tonight. Updating again the Governor girls, they have a 30-22 lead in Watertown over the Arrows, just over 3 minutes left in the third. Again, Brian has that action on 1060, 103.1 KGFX. Second half here about to start. Pierce back on the floor with their starting five. Matthew Hansen, Lincoln Keenholz, Jacob Mayer, Jet Zabel, and Christian Bush. Zabel again starting in place of Jacob Mayer, again not dressed tonight after rolling that ankle in practice earlier this week. Zach Wevig still talking to his Watertown Arrows, and they will come out with their starting five of Cole Holden, Drew Norberg, Reese Stark, Mac Johnson, and Devin Lewis. It's Pierre with the arrow and a ball. They're in white. They'll shoot at the basket to your left as you watch it on the River 92.7 page in the second half. The second half throw in brought to you by Contact. It's Jet Zabel in to Jacob Mayer, who sets it left of the lane for a right wing three by Mayer that's off the rim, but Hansen is there. Didn't follow, though. Zabel with another miss and a follow. And Lewis brings in the rebound, brings it down floor for Johnson, and then he took steps. Well, two chances on the offensive glass on that first trip for the Governors, but neither of them fell. So they missed their first three shots of the second half after having such a great first half shooting. Keenholz left wing to Matthew Hansen. Swing it right side for Mayer. Zabel, top of the lane, now to Keenholz, left lane line, gliding, sliding, scooping, scoring, left hand on the left block. He's up to 21. 44-28, Pierre, 7-10 in the third. Keenholz is having quite a night. Again, Holden in the lane. Right past Hansen. Blew by him. Cole Holden, who's a good athlete in his own right, scores off the glass for his third bucket and six. 44-30, Pierre, 6:55 in the third. Pierre won't mind if they keep trading buckets the rest of this one. Hansen using a Zabel screen. Holden there to get right in his face. Right elbow, Bush. Right corner, Keenholz. Swing at left side, Hansen. Open. Once three. Has three. Matthew Hansen with a third made three for the Governors, and he's in double figures with 10. 47-30 for Pierre. That's their longest lead of the night. 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Mac Johnson for Watertown finds Lewis, who finds Holden on the right block, and he's fouled by Hansen. Second on Matthew. First foul on either team in this second half. And let's get to this story about Watertown. You know, has only been to the line twice. 1 for 2. Coming into this game, a good foul shooting team, 71% as the first free throw here misses. The problem for Watertown is this. They've only gone to the line about 8 times a game. their opponents have made more free throws than they have attempted. You want it the other way around. Holden hit the second. 47-31 Pierce, 6:20 left in the third quarter. Dish Mayer in the right corner to Keenholz. Comes to the top of the wing, finds Mayer in the corner again for cutting Hansen. Fade away, right lane line. Hit it from 11. Matthew Hansen has 5.5 and 12 for the game. 49-31 Pierce, their longest lead now 18. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Drew Norberg, who had a 17-point first half. Dishes left wing for Stark. Tough little guy. Left lane line. Bounce Johnson at the foul line. Right wing and open three. Good for Devin Lewis. Second made three for Watertown tonight. Cuts the Pierce lead to 15. 49-34. Just over 2 minutes gone. Third quarter. Hansen left wing. Keenholz open three off the back rim. And Mac Johnson rebounds for the Watertown Arrows, trying to break their second five-game losing streak of the season. They're 6-11. Lewis, lob out front. Stark can open three. He's good. Reese Stark hits a three, and now the lead for Pierce down to 12 at 49-37. 5:15 left. Again, this team can score points. It's just not something they've done consistently lately, this Watertown Arrow team. Zabel between the rings. Left wing for Keenholz. He's guarded by Norberg. Starts a dribble, hands it right side for a Hansen three that's short. And Johnson the rebound, and Watertown trying to put together a run here. It's Norberg with a drive, right baseline and scoring. First 2.5 for Norberg, and the Pierce lead down to 10. It was 18. 49-39, eight in a row for the Arrows. 4:45 left in the third. Hansen right wing, wants a Zabel screen. Jett gives him one, hands it to Zabel. To Bush, right of the lane, too soft. Keenholz tried to dunk, missed it, got a technical foul for hanging on the rim, and it looked like Holden was under him. But the official said no, and Lincoln Keenholz, that's about the third or fourth time, I think, this year that a governor has been called for a technical for hanging on the rim. Some of the fans aren't too pleased with it. But it's going to be a couple of technical free throws here for Norberg, naturally, and he hit the first. And it's down to a 9-point Pierce lead at 49-40. Norberg with another. He's good, and this is a 10-0 run for Watertown, and they're back in this game. Pierce leads 49-41, 21 for Norberg. That counts as a personal foul for Keenholz, his first. The ball put down with no one there. Now Stark is able to grab it and find Norberg, but Watertown's on a run here. 10 straight points has cut an 18-point Pierce lead to 8. Johnson hands it to Stark. Reese with a bounce for a driving Norberg. Oh, a lot of contact. And Norberg scores anyway. And now a whistle. Do we have another technical foul? Yes. Someone said something. It was Devin Lewis, who wasn't near the play. But he has the technical foul. And Keenholz naturally on the line, and naturally he hit it. We've seen two technicals in less than a minute. 50-43, Pierce. Second one for Lincoln. He's good again. Well, these officials aren't going to put up with much, apparently. Kruger, Merkwan, Heisler, and Kaiser all going to come in for Pierce. 4-for-4 swap. Cohen Kranz is back in for Watertown. So is Marcus Rabin. And so is Evan Hamrick. Better watch what you say, I guess, but you better not say too much or do too much or you're going to get teed. We've seen too quickly. So Pierce breaks the Watertown run. They had scored 12 in a row. Now the lead is back up to 8 at 51-43 for Pierce. 4:10 left in the third, and it's Governor basketball. Keenholz at the bucket to our left. Timeout by head coach Brianna Kuzler of Pierce. A 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. First one of those this evening. I'll grab that Diet Coke, and we'll be back with you in 30 seconds from the Riggs High Gym here on KGFX.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out the Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pierre.
Watertown has made this a game. They had a big run and a 12-point run. Pierre by 8, midway through the third, 51-43. Keenel's in the left corner after the first timeout called by either team tonight. Brings it up top for Kate Kaiser. Still 14 on the shot clock for the Governors. Kaiser guarded by Rabin. Right wing Keenel's down to 8 to shoot. Keenel's right wing for Merquan. Jack down to 3 in the shot clock. Desperation shot is way short. He had to put it up with a shot clock on his back. Norberg rebounds down. Floor blocked by Keenel's, but foul 2. Keenel's got a hand on the ball, but he also hacked him on the wrist for his second foul, and team foul number 3 in the second half on the Governors, and Norberg back on the line. Just hit 2 a moment ago. He is a very good foul shooter, but he missed the first one. Christian Bush back in for Pierre to replace Jack Merquan. Norberg came in at 79%, but here's the story. He came into the night with 68 free throw attempts, 54 of 68. Nobody else on the team with more than 15. He missed them both. And Kate Kaiser rebounds. Well, that won't help Watertown's cause. Kruger back in. He's into the front court. Right wing Heisler. Left wing Keenholz trying to drive on Stark. Fade away 17-foot bottom from the left baseline. Another silky shot by Lincoln Keenholz. He has 25. A 33-point game against Yankton not long ago, you know, for him. 53-43. Pierre again by 10. 3-10 in the third. Watertown basketball. Left wing Kranz. A 3 is good. Cohen Kranz with his first 3 off the bench. Down to a 7-point Pierre lead. Don't go anywhere. It's double-A basketball, as Brianna Kuzler always likes to say. 3 minutes left in the third. Keenholz, top of the right wing. Guarded by Norberg. Two great athletes there. Bush, right of the lane. A little bump with Hamrit. Finds a little spot in the middle of the lane and knocks down a 7-footer. First 2 of the game for Christian. 55-46 for Pierre. 2:36 in the third. Stark on the other end fouled as he started to drive toward the right block. Reese Stark is fearless, man. He's going to go up against big, and he does all the time. Goes up against bigger guys, including Brecken Kruger, who fouled him here. His first and the fourth on the Governors. As Jacob Mayer comes in for Kate Kaiser for Pierre. Drew Norberg, Evan Hamrin, Marcus Rabin, Cohen Kranz, and restart the 5 on the floor. A 3 is missing here for Norberg, and Bush brings down the rebound. Right of the lane, Jacob Mayer. Middle of that right wing, it is Brecken Kruger. Now the right foul line extended, handed on the left wing for Jacob Mayer. With Kruger, Bush, Heisler, and Keenholz. Heisler into Keenholz and trying to stop him hitting the floor, but bumping into Keenholz first was Watertown's Evan Hamrin. His first, team foul number 2 on the arrows in the second half. 2:10 left in the third, a 55-46 Pierre lead. It's in the Bush in the circle. Middle of the lane, Keenholz on Norberg, scores right over him, 27 for Lincoln. Pierre still at 62% shooting. They lead 57-46, 1:59 in the third. It was 68% in the first half. Stark, right wing to Rabin. For Norberg, around screening the screener. Took a return pass again from Rabin. 15 on the shot clock. Long 3 by Norberg. Off the front rim, off the back rim. Bush rebounds. Pierre pushes it. Keenholz front court. Right wing open. 3 short. Long rebound to Hamra. Keenholz is not going to pass up that shot as he has the chance. Oh, Dipsy Do moving. A nice one by Norberg. He scores again. And now Watertown Zach Weavick wants a 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. We'll take it as well. 1:26 left in the third. It's still a game. Pierre 57, Watertown 48, and we're back in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators, Pizza Pasta Subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Hop on out, try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
So Watertown calls their first timeout of this evening. They have worked their way back into this game, shooting 7 of 9 in the third quarter, and they're up to 56% for the game. Pierre at 61%, 57-48. Pierre, a very well-played game. The Governors by 9 with 1:23 left in the third. Lincoln Keenholz passed it to Mayer on the left side, near the corner for Jet Zabel on the left wing. Bucket to your left as you're watching at the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Hansen, top of the right wing for Bush, right corner Mayer, 14 to shoot for the Governors. Jacob makes a drive, cut off well by Lewis, hands to Zabel, well defended. Wild scoop shot is left short, Norberg with a rebound, then he's fouled. Maybe a little ambitious there for Jet Zabel as he tried to scoop an up and under shot. Jacob Mayer with a foul, his first. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, the official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, KGFX FM here. Drive sober or get pulled over. 48 seconds in the third. Kranz for Watertown finds Drew Norberg. Arrows back within 9. Norberg made a defender foul. Shot an 18-footer right wing and missed, and Zabel saves the rebound from going out of bounds. Pierre back with it with 32 seconds left in the third. About 3 more seconds on the game clock than shot clock. Keenholz with 27 seconds in the quarter. Drives right wing, left it a little short. And Cole Holden brought the rebound in for Watertown. A chance again to cut it to 7 or 6. Shot clock off, 14 seconds in the third. Norberg dribbles between his legs. Keenholz now into a hammer screen. That lets a drive happen for Norberg. Missed the first time, but scored on the follow. 27 for Norberg. 1 second. A drive by Mayer at the buzzer is off the glass. And Watertown has made this a game. Through 3 on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard at the Rickside Gym. Here 57, Watertown 50. Back with a fourth quarter in 1 minute on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. The greatest seasons ever for Governor Boys track and field for 2006 through 08. Jeff Gross coached the Governor Boys to 3 straight state championships, a first in school history. Many athletes contributed, but Matt Tetzlaff stood out. He won the 110 hurdles championship all 3 of those seasons and the 300 hurdles titles in 07 and 08. The 2006 through 08 Governor Boys track and field teams, 3 of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pierre. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pierre.
Fourth quarter, Watertown with the ball, and they're within 7. They're up to 54% shooting. How did they shoot in that third quarter? 8 out of 12. Pierre just 6 of 16. They're still at 56% for the game. Watertown at 54%. What a game this is. Pierre leading by 7, 57-50. Lob on the right baseline for a layup by Holden. A good feed from Devin Lewis. It is down to a 5-point game. As close as it's been since the midway part of the first quarter. 57-52. Pierre, the Governors once led by 18. Hansen left wing. Watertown desperately trying to break a 5-game losing streak. They're right back in it. Keenholz, who has 27 tonight. So does Watertown's Drew Norberg. Pass to Bush. Fadeaway. Short, but Keenholz is there to grab it. Up and under and follows with a layup. 29 for Lincoln. Here's a pass that's nearly too far, but handled by Johnson. 59-52 for Pierre. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. Johnson up top.
Not much spacing. Players all on the right side of the floor. Now Stark to the left side. Tries. One-handed runner. Good right, left of the lane from 7 feet. Seven for Gutty. Little restart. 59-54 Pierre. A minute 15 gone. This is going to be an interesting fourth quarter, I think. Jacob Mayer for the Governors. Handing it to Matthew Hansen. Mayer left corner, Keenholz, but Holden's there to guard him so he doesn't fire the trigger on that three. Instead, it's Zabel on a baseline and scores over Norberg with a banker from six. 12 for Jet, his first two of the half. 61-54, Pierre Norberg driving quickly to the left block on the other end, draws a foul, and he'll be back at the line with 6:20 left and draws this foul, the second, on Jacob Mayer. Sports marketing partners who help bring you Governor basketball on River 92.7 include Stolken, Peterson, Lingle, Waltai, and Jones, LLP. First one's good for Drew Norberg, his 28th point, 61-55 here. Maher Law Office, Comtech, All Around Graphics, American Bank and Trust, and Kathy Sun and Shine Properties. Norberg hit them both, 29 for Drew Norberg. 61-56 Pier, 6:15 left in the fourth quarter. A terrific game of the Riggs High Gym. Keenel's left wing for Hansen, guarded tightly by Devin Lewis. To Bush, top of the right wing, it is Mayer. Up top between the rings, Zabel playing at a high post. To Bush, left corner for Mayer for a driving Hansen. Turn around from six off the rim. Norberg rebounds. Watertown can cut it to three or two. It is a baseline drive by Johnson. He is fouled, and Johnson will have a chance at the line with 5:49 still to play. As the foul is the third on Keenholz. He's the first player in this game with three fouls, and that's team foul number seven on Pierre, but this is in the act of shooting, so Johnson has two, and he hit the first. Bush is out. Kate Kaiser in for Pierre. It is 61-57. Governors, again, they once had an 18-point lead. They had an 18-point lead in this half. Great comeback by Watertown. One more for Mac Johnson. On the way of this one, short and Keenholz with that long wingspan brings in the rebound. The Governors can use a bucket. Their lead is down to four. 5:40 left. 61-57 over Watertown. Keenholz, left wing. Norberg cuts him off. Trying to use a screen. Backs to the top of the left wing. Kaiser now threw the ball away. Taken in by Cole Holden. He drives for a layup. That's good. We have a two-point game. 61-59 Pierre. Timeout. Head coach Brianna Kuzler appears. She wants a full Coca-Cola timeout. Watertown has made this a tight one. We'll take a minute. 5:20 left at the Riggs High Gym. Pierce 61, Watertown 59. Back in 1 minute on River 92.7.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Watertown from the floor in the second half, 11 of 15. And that has helped the Arrows bring an 18-point deficit to Pierre down to two. Governors are holding on, 61-59, 5:20 left at the Riggs High Gym. Pierre will inbound. On the floor for them, Matthew Hansen, Jet Zabel, Jacob Mayer, Kate Kaiser, and Lincoln Keenholz. Keenholz has 29. Drew Norberg has 29 for Watertown. Keenholz with it on the left wing. He's guarded by Norberg. For Hansen, nearly knocked away, but Sable's there to keep it in Pierre's hands. 15 on the shot clock. Left wing, it's Kaiser. Bringing on the right side to Mayer. Bouncing the lane. Zabel. Ball away. Wow, shot. He thought he was fouled. No call was made. And then it's last touchdown of bounds by Pierre. A lot of contact, but no foul. And Watertown now with a chance to tie or lead. Pierre has led all the way, but they're up by only two now with 4:50 left in regulation. 61-59 over Watertown. Who's Reese Stark with Keenholz guarding him, trying to move his way around him. Stark does. Left corner, Kranz. He's back in there. Thought about that three. Finds Stark again. Right wing, Lewis. For a cunning Kranz on the baseline, who ties it from the right block. It is 61. All Watertown's come all the way from 18 down to tie it. Keenholz down the left lane line. Drives on Holden. Fouled. Oh, he got a lot of ball, but he hacked him too. Holden's third foul. Team foul number three, but it's two shots here for Keenholz, who's 4 for 4 tonight. The Governors are 8 of 9. He'll try to put the home team back in front with 2 at the line here with 4:21 left. The first is good. Kruger, Bush back in. Sports marketing partners will bring you Governor Basketball on River 92.7, including Pitts Design, Bill Wagner Auto, Olinger Law Firm, and First Dakota National Bank. 62-61 Pierre. 4:21 left in regulation. 30th point there for Lincoln. He has one more. It's on the way. It's on the board after a little bit of a roll, but he'll take it. 63-61 Pierre, the 31st point for Keenholz. 4:17 left in regulation. Watertown, you know, they made three threes in this second half. And Lincoln Keenholz has become a 1,000-point scorer with that free throw. And Stark losing the ball, and Zabel was there to pick it up. Zabel slipped. You hear the applause for Lincoln Keenholz as he has become a 1,000-point scorer. He has the ball now. And he's looking at his face and saying, stop this, let's get on with the game. Well, they haven't stopped anything here. It is a pass to Keenholz from Kruger, but it's taken out of his hand by Cole Holden on a very nice play and then a foul. He was then hacked, Holden was, by Jet Zabel, and that's his first. Team foul number 8. So it is the bonus here. Restart with a 1-1. We'll try to tie this game back up at 63-61 here, 3:43 left. Front end of the 1-1. Rimmed out, rebounded by Keenholz. And the 1,000-point man is across the timeline. Lincoln for Christian Bush, left of the old circle, handed to Keenholz. Driving on Norberg, back out to Bush, top of the left wing, between the rings, it's Kruger. Hansen, right wing, Kranz guards him, right elbow of the lane. Hook pass from a jumper from Zabel to Bush, who scores on the left wing. Big shot for Christian Bush, his second bucket, 65-61, Pier, 3:08 left. Left wing, Norberg, open for a moment. Tries a fadeaway three that's off the front rim. Rebound through two sets of hands. Ends up in the hands of Brecken Kruger. Fell down, but finds Keenholz with a two-hand jam. For the night, 1,002 for his career. For Lincoln Keenholz, and it's a big bucket to put Pierre back up 6. 67-61. Coca-Cola timeout by Watertown will take 30. 2:48 remains with a 6-point Pierre lead, and we're back in 30 on River 92.7.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-thru lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Run down the whole list later, but Lincoln Keenholz has become the 7th Governor boys basketball player to reach 1,000 points. Lane Severino is the all-time leading scorer in the history of this program with 1486. Yeah, even more than Zach Hansen, of course. Those two played at the same time, and you know what great players those were, part of that 2013 championship team. After the Watertown timeout, they're down 67-61. Pierre with the lead, 2:39 left. Norberg tries another three left side. Kruger brings in the rebound after the miss. Another big rebound for Brecken. Tekinos in the front court, left alley, down to 2:30 left. Pierre by six. Top of the right wing, it is Kruger, guarded by Stark. Brecken finds his cousin Keenholz inside the arc on right wing. 18 to shoot. Bush on the left wing for Zabel. Franz guards him to Bush again. The right wing Mayer. A long, oh, it is a three, but he missed it. Kruger trying to save it and does to Keenholz. Here we'll start another possession. 2 minutes left. They're up 67-61. They want to eat a little bit more time and get the best shot they can. They're still at 55% shooting for the game, and Watertown at 57%. Big possession here with a pure six-point lead. Keenholz still dribbles. It's down to 15 on the shot clock. Screen by Zabel. Straight away three. Keenholz is off the rim. And Mac Johnson, the rebound, then he's fouled by Zabel. Not what the Governors want there. Jets second and team foul number nine, and Johnson, who split a couple of free throws a moment ago, has the front end of the last 1-1 for Watertown in this game. 19 fouls on Pierre. Cole Holden's going to come in, I think, after these free throws. No, he's not to the scorer's table yet. Anyway, here's Johnson. The point earlier in this fourth quarter is first. Front end of the 1-1. He's good. 67-62, Pierre leads. Jacob Mayer back in for Brecken Kruger. It's over in Watertown. The Governor girls win again, 46-33 over the Watertown Arrows. They're 8-10. One more here for Johnson. He's good again. And here comes Cole Holden for Mac Johnson. 1:39 left in regulation. Pierre hanging on. They once led by 18. Watertown came back to tie, but Pierre leads 67-63. Zabel in the Keenholz on an historic night for him. A milestone 90, just past the 1,000-point mark. At a high post, it is Christian Bush. Hands it to Keenholz. 1:26 left, 20 on the shot clock. Keenholz trying to drive through three defenders. Scoop, scores! As he fell to the floor, Keenholz has 35. 69-63, Pierre 1:13 to play. Norberg, they need something from him or someone now. He fades away right lane line. Off the rim, Kruger the rebound. Brecken's had some big ones in this fourth quarter, and now a foul. Three big rebounds in this fourth quarter for Brecken Kruger. Foul is on Norberg. That's his second. That's only the fourth team foul on Watertown. And a Coca-Cola timeout. Taken here by Watertown. It's 30. 103 to play. We'll take 30 as well. Here hanging on. 69-63 is their lead, and we're back in 30 on River 92.7.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. In the 2021 Class A Dual Championship, Pierre met Rapid City Stevens and were down 3 points heading into the final match. Peyton Schaefer, Troy O going into the third period before turning it around. The Pin by Hayden Schaefer, one of Pierce's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
And another one of Pierce's finest has reached the 1,000-point club, the seventh in Governor history. Lincoln Keenholz passing that mark earlier in this fourth quarter. His team, with his 35 points, is hanging on to a 69-63 lead over Watertown. 103 left in regulation. Watertown came from 18 down to tie. It's into Keenholz. Remember, Watertown still has a couple of fouls to give, so they've got to think about fouling, and they do with Stark. As he knocked over Mayer, Stark's third. That's team foul number five, so Watertown has to foul twice more to put Pierre into the bonus, and Watertown doesn't have a choice now. They're down six, 69-63 with 57.3 left. Keenholz will inbound. If they can't steal Watertown, they'll have to foul again. Off the stack comes to Zabel. And fouling him is Marcus Rabin, his first, and that's team foul number six. Now 54.9 remaining. So the next one will put Peer into the bonus. The Governors are 10 of 11 at the foul line tonight. Keenels, he'll trigger the inbound. Look for Mayer. He's fouled in the backcourt by Kranz. Took a spill, but he's up and all right. Kranz is first, and there's team foul number 7. So here comes Jacob Mayer to the line. A big one and one here. As Devin Lewis comes back in, a three-point specialist, you know, like Norberg is. And Jake Olson is back in two for Cole Holden. For being also out. 52.2 to play. Peer hanging on. Don't forget, in our Family Dental with Peer and Gettysburg postgame, our Cowboy Country Store's player of the game, among other things. Front end of the 1-1 Mayer. He's good. First point of the night for Jacob is a big one. 70-63 Peer. 52.2 left. 11 of 12 for the Governors at the foul line. One more for the junior. He's good again. 71-63 Peer. 50 seconds left, fourth quarter. They got a fire now. Norberg does fire a three. It's short. Tipped to midcourt. Came down to Mayer in the front court. And he'll let himself be fouled. With 42.2 left, the fourth on restart. What a comeback by Watertown. But it looks like it's going to be a six-game losing streak for the Arrows. Mayer just hit two a moment ago. And a front end of the 1-1. Hey, hit it again. 72-63 Peer. 42.2 left. It's looking better for the team in emerald green and white now to improve to 9-9. Mayer fires again. This one is too long. Norberg grabs the rebound. 36 seconds left. Norberg guarded by Mayer, trying to drive on Zabel. Fade away from 16 is good. Norberg's had an incredible night too with 31. And Zach Wiebeck, the Watertown head coach, wants another 30 second. Coca-Cola timeout. He's down to one left. 29.7 left. We'll take 30. Here 72. Watertown 65. We're back in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Our Family Dental with Peer and Gettysburg postgame coming up, along with our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game, our Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game. Hopefully a visit with head coach Brianna Kuzler. Her team lost an 18-point lead, but, you know, Watertown just kept shooting better. Both teams have just played a terrific game tonight. And Watertown with an excellent comeback. But it looks like their frustration will continue. But don't go anywhere just yet. 29.7. The lead is 7 for Peer, 72-65. So the Governors have to mind what they're doing and make sure the inbound pass works. It'll be from Kruger. They must come full court. They know Watertown's going to foul again if they can't steal. It's in the Keenels. That's where they want it. And they do foul him. Nope, they don't. They have a Peer timeout here. A full timeout by head coach Brianna Kuzler. Nope, it's a 30. So Heather will take 30 as well. A Coca-Cola timeout. Down to 26 seconds left in regulation. 72-65 Peer over Watertown. And back in 30 on River 92.7.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Peer features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. and learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino, a relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
Here again, inbound from the back court. With 26 seconds to play, long pass to Keenholz, and he drops it for an open bush, but they don't have to shoot again, the Governors. They can wait to be fouled, and Keenholz is, with 19.9 left, by Rabin, his second. Team foul number 9, so a 1-1 here for Lincoln. 1,004 career points for the junior. Devin Lewis back in. Jake Olson back in for Watertown. Holden Rabin out, an offense for defense substitution, but it may not be enough for a plucky little Watertown team that put on quite a comeback tonight, but Lincoln Keenholz has been remarkable. Front end of the 1-1 here for Keenholz. Well, he missed this one. And the rebound to Kranz. Left wing of Devin Lewis, 3 with 12 seconds left, is blocked by Jet Sable. Came to Norberg in the lane. He missed the follow, and it's out of bounds to Pier. So Zabel with a block for a little bit of emphasis on this one. Six seconds left. Now Watertown won't foul, and the Governors will hang on for win number 9. Put it in the record book, baby. An 18-point lead was lost as Watertown valiantly came back to tie. But behind the newest 1,000-point man in Governor basketball history, and a nice moment there is a lot of respect between two fantastic athletes. Lincoln Keenholz and Drew Norberg greeted one another in the handshake line, both to say, nice job by you and nice job by you. Two terrific athletes. Keenholz with 35, Norberg with 31. Best played game I've seen this season. Best played high school basketball game I've seen in a while. And it goes to the Pier Governors. 72-65 over the Watertown Arrows at the Riggside Gym. Pier's second straight win improves them to 9-9. Watertown's sixth straight loss drops them to 6-12. Stay tuned for the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame, including our Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game, Cowboy Country Store's player of the game, hopefully to a visit with Brianna Kuzler. We'll look at other scores. We'll tell you about the Governor girls win tonight. Pier hangs on and has win number 9. Our Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame starts in 3 minutes from the Riggs High Gym here on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
The team at Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pier.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
A rather memorable night at the Ricks High Gym. Saw the Pierre Governors make their way to an 18-point lead in the second half. Then saw Watertown come all the way back to tie it. What a shooting second half they had. Pierre was up 49-31. Watertown came back to tie the game at 61. But then Lincoln Keenels continued his enormous and historic night for the Governors. As he led the way, as the Governors hang on for win number 9. They're 9-9, their second win in a row. They win it over Watertown by a score of 72-65. But good job by the Arrows. They played themselves a fine game tonight, but they don't have the result to show for it. This is our Family Dental up here in Gettysburg postgame. Let's go over the scoring. 35 for Keenels as he became the 7,000-point scorer in Governor history. As time permits, we'll give you that list. Jet Zabel and Matthew Hansen each with 12. 9 more rebounds for Zabel tonight. 6 more rebounds for Hansen. 4 points for Christian Bush. Brecken Kruger at a 3 for his 3 points. Jacob Mayer at 3. Kate Kaiser at 2. And Ben Heiser with 1. And we got to see Drew Norberg one more time. What an athlete he is. 31 for the senior for Watertown. Cole Holden had 11. Norberg also with 9 rebounds. Reese Stark has 7, Cohen Kranz with 5, Devin Lewis and Evan Hammer with 4 each, and Mac Johnson with 3. Both teams just shot it by lights out. Well, Pierre, we told you 68% earlier in the first half. They ended at 57% for the game on 28-49, 3 of 11 on threes. Watertown with their 62% shooting in the second half ends this game at 54% on 26-48 and 4 of 17 on three-pointers. Rebounding advantage goes to Pierre by a margin of 30-24. Turnovers, 7. That's all for Pierre. And Watertown for 4. As well played a game taking care of the ball as you're going to see. And 6 points off the Pierre bench, 9 off the Watertown bench. Pierre 13 of 16 at the line. Watertown 9 of 15. Pierre never trailed in this game. They went 21-10 at the end of one, 42-28 at the half. Enos had 19 in the first half. Norberg had 17. Pierre led 57-50 after 3 as Watertown was cutting into that lead. And as we say, they came back to tie it at 61 in the fourth quarter. But the 11-4 run to end the game by the Governors gives them the 7-point lead, a win at 72-65. Let's start by awarding things here, and then we'll start with our Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game, and we're back with that in 30 seconds after this from Hermanson Endodontics on River 92.7.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Well, in my mind, really, the big plays were when Pierre did not panic, they never did in this game, but it could have been fairly easy for them to do so, for some teams to do it after Watertown. And what a job again by them. Came from 18 points down in the second half to tie the game at 61. But they kept feeding the ball, well, not only to Keenholz, but also Jet Zabel at a big bucket, Christian Bush with a big bucket in that fourth quarter. So the way they finished is our Hermanson Endodontics big plays tonight, as the Governors kept their poise, a team that is showing a heck of a lot of poise lately, and they did at the end of this game tonight, and they come away with win number 9. Now, time to name our Cowboy Country Store's player of the game. Who might that be? This is easy tonight. We'll name him in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores. Fill up your tank and your stomach. February special at Cowboy Country Store on Harrison and Pier and in Fort Pier. Large dipper bowls, just $5 during February. Chicken dippers, mashed potatoes and gravy and corn, just $5. Stop by Cowboy Country Stores for delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. with fresh baked pastries, regular and breakfast pizzas, coffees and more. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier.
All right, I know it's a team game. I get it. And the Pier team won this game tonight. There were, again, great efforts from several. We'll visit with head coach Brianna Kuzler about that in a little bit. But I'm telling you, when a guy hits the 1,000-point club, doesn't he have to be the player of the game? Yeah, I think so. It's Lincoln Keenholz, 35 tonight to become the 7th governor to reach 1,000 points. And while we have a few seconds, why don't we go over that list? And if you've been a governor fan for a while, you'll remember these names. The leader, of course, all time in this program is Lane Severin with 1,486. Of course, Severin had 203 three-pointers in career. He was part of that 2013 state championship team, as was Zach Hansen. He's second with 1,362. Then Brevin Kaiser, 1,156. Troy Schaefer from the early 80s with 1,124. Terry Woodward from the 1950s with 1,111. Shane Prunty from the mid-90s with 1,080. And now, Lincoln Keenholz at 1,004 and counting. Can he reach Lane Severin? We'll see. He's got a few games left in his junior year and his senior year to go. But Lincoln Keenholz joins the 1,000-point club tonight. And he is our Cowboy Country Store's player of the game. A T-shirt will be on his way to Lincoln to recognize not only his accomplishment tonight, but, well, he's a special player, as you all know, in every sport he does, and he makes some governor history tonight. Incidentally, some little bit of a milestone hill for our buddy Kirk Bebout with, as we mentioned, the governor's win in Watertown over the Arrows. That final was 46-33, Remington Price 16, Reese Terwilliger with 11, and 4, head coach Kirk Bebout, and this accounts the time that he was the boys' head coach out in Hamlin. That's his 100th career victory, so congratulations to Kirk Bebout. The Governor girls go to Sioux Falls to take on Jefferson River on 1060-103.1 KGFX on Tuesday evening at 6:30. The Governor boys here will host Sioux Falls Jefferson on River 92.7 at 6:30, and that'll be on Tuesday night. This is our Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame at the Riggs High Gym after the Governors held off the Watertown Arrows in just a superb game to watch. 72-65 Pier wins. When we come back, we'll visit with the Governors head coach Brianna Kuzler, but first a 2-minute break on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. So, Stevie, if you get somebody financed on a vehicle and they don't live here and maybe they've never stepped foot in a dealership, how's that work?
Even if you don't live close by or in the Pier area, if we can get you an approval, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work. If we can get you approved at the dealership and you don't live close by, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7333. 378, and be sure to visit gatewayfordtoyota.com.
There's one place to watch Pier Governor Sports online, and that's liveticket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pier Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure This all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pier Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pier Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
72-65, the Pier Governors over the Watertown Arrows. What a game tonight at the Riggside Gym. We continue on our Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame with head coach Brianna Kuzler of the Governors. I'll say to you what I said in the air a moment ago. Best played high school basketball game I've seen in a long time. This was a wonderful exhibition tonight.
Yeah, it was certainly a battle, and that's the best way to put it. I mean, I thought that we came out pretty solid and firing on all cylinders, and then they came back and responded in that third quarter, and it was good for us to be tested tonight and see the response that our kids had when they did end up tying it back up, and really something I feel like I haven't seen yet this year is using the energy that the crowd is giving and channeling it in a way to be a positive thing. It's easy to get caught up in the emotions of it, but I felt like our guys really reined it in and honed in on still executing, especially come that fourth quarter. There's still some lapses in there. I don't feel like we necessarily put together a complete game like we would love to be putting together, but we're getting there. And the biggest thing out of this, I feel, is just how proud I am that of how we responded in ways when there was some adversity.
But and I said it too, and in talking about our big play of the game, I thought the big plays of the game was that a team, and in some cases a team's going to say, oh my goodness, they've come back on us, but now they just kept saying, look, we're fine. You could just tell in how they were carrying themselves on the floor. They said, hey, look, these guys are good, but we're okay too. We know how to handle this, and we're going to be all right.
Yeah, and that's just that maturity that you've seen and the growth that you've seen throughout this entire season. And one of the things that we knew coming in is we have some youth. And by now, we certainly cannot say that we've got youth, because we're 18 games in and grow up, right? So they've had to grow up fast. But that's one thing that you can just tell, and one of the wonderful things that we get to experience every single day as coaches is we get to see that development and that growth. And a lot of it comes from just the confidence that the kids play with and that they have in themselves and each other. And that's something that early on, you could see we weren't necessarily meshing in everything that we were doing. We weren't sharing the basketball as well as we are now. And that's something that as that maturity develops throughout the season, you'll begin to see.
A team game, but my goodness. Both Lincoln and Drew Norberg, wow, what a show they put on. And everybody knows two of the best athletes in this state, and boy, did they show it tonight.
Yeah, it was a really great battle, and, you know, Drew Norberg is a heck of a player, and he hit a lot of different tough shots tonight, and he really kept them in the game and forced us to have to adapt. And I thought that defensively, I mean, there were numerous times where I – on the sideline said, tough shot, good defense. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to do. At times you just give him a high five and go back down on your side. And because that's just a dude making plays right there. And he is a phenomenal player for a reason, one of the best in the state. But I'm really proud of still the effort that we put defensively. I thought that we were pretty solid there. rebounding could have cleaned up a little bit on the offensive glass, I think. But I don't think I'll ever just be, I don't think it'll ever be perfect for me when it comes to that type of stuff. There's always something to look at, but, that's our growth mindset there. But, you know, and then on the flip side, Lincoln Keenholz is such a special player, and, him achieving the 1,000 point milestone, especially as a junior, you know, he'll be the first to say that this is far from an individual effort by any means, and an individual milestone. This is very much a team effort, but really what it comes down to is his drive and his passion for the game, and the hours upon hours that he's put in growing up as a kid in the driveway, growing up and in the hours that nobody else is in the gym with him. That's what it takes to go from being a good player to a great player. And that's something that, you know, in these days, you don't always see that. You don't see that passion and that drive because it takes a lot. It takes a lot of energy, and there's a lot of outside influences that can be driving you into other things. And so I'm really proud of the passion that he has and just the work ethic of himself, and then really just his trust in his teammates and allowing them to, he really elevates the game of those around him, and that's something really special to be around.
And we'll add another shirt to his collection. But I want to go to a point you made about Lincoln. When the Peer Athletic Coaches Association of Era Athlete of the Week came out for a couple of weeks ago, and Lincoln won it, and in your nomination for him, you made the point that, you know, Lincoln is a fairly soft, and he's a great kid, but a fairly soft-spoken kid, but you said that he has adjusted to become more of a leader, and there's proof that you can do that, and you don't have to talk where everyone in the world can hear you, and that can be a tough thing to do, but Lincoln has done that, you say.
Yeah, absolutely. He's certainly more of a reserved kid. Might be coming as a surprise to some based on his play on the court, but he really is the type of a kid that allows his play to talk, do the talking for him. And you know, it's something that is it is very true that, you know, you can still lead by example. There are times though where he's had to become more of a vocal leader, and that's something that hasn't always been the most comfortable thing for him, but I'm really, really proud of the conscious effort that it's taken for him to get to that level, and really you've seen when he has taken on that challenge and just adapted to what we've thrown at him, his teammates, their confidence continues to grow, and that's something that's just everybody buying in to what is being sold right now, and that's something that makes this group so special.
When you get Jackson Edmond back, obviously that'll be a good thing, but my goodness, once again tonight, Jet Zabel stepped right in, especially early with the scoring and the big rebounds early on, and then the second game in a row, second night in a row, just was all over it at both ends of the floor.
He's just so solid for us and has been all season, whether his role is as a starter the last couple games when Jackson's been out or off of the bench. He's one that we've really leaned on to play a lot of different positions for us, and he has stepped up and risen to every occasion, and that's something that's just a competitor in him, and it doesn't matter if he's on a football field, doesn't matter if he's running a 400 in track, if he's on a baseball field, whatever he is doing, he is competing. And you know, I think if you look at his parents, you might see where that comes from.
Yeah.
Certainly, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But, you know, that's just something that we want as an entire program to do night in and night out is compete. And when you have athletes like we do that are just driven to compete in regardless of what their role is, then special things happen.
All right, two games remain in your regular season, but I think in both cases, they're going to be like tournament games because you get Jefferson, and I don't care what their record says. You know they've got, even though it's the first year of the program, they've got talent there. I mean, not even thinking about, you know, obviously you got Roosevelt next Saturday, but the game you're going to have here against Jefferson, they're going to provide a challenge for you, won't they?
Absolutely. You know, they're going to bring in a lot of athletes and they're very versatile. They can stretch the floor and shoot from the perimeter, and then they can back you down inside as well. I think the last couple of games we haven't necessarily we've definitely had the advantage inside, and now I think that it'll be a little bit more even across the board as far as that's concerned. But I'm really Looking forward to those matchups, both Jefferson and Roosevelt. There's what an opportunity for us to close out our season and be playing. We want to be playing our best basketball right now, and I feel like we are continuing to put those puzzle pieces together. We want to be putting the entire puzzle together every single night, and we're getting there. And then that's something that we certainly want to be doing right now.
All right, one more thing, and you say the point that you don't have a young team anymore, and that's right. I can't call you a rookie head coach anymore because now you're 18 games into your career. So what is it like for you now in the middle of a tight game like that as far as you being able to handle things? How are you dealing with all that?
You know, I'm surrounded by some very smart people, and that's something that I am forever grateful for, because I would not be able to do this alone at all. And I've always been told to surround yourself with people much smarter than you, and I've done that with my coaching staff and some of these athletes too that helped me out. And so that's something that this is far from doing it solo. It's a team effort across the board on the floor and then off of the floor as well.
Boy, it is showing lately. And the way this Governor team is playing, they're now 9-9 as head coach Brianna Kuzler's team hangs on for a really good win and a terrific game tonight. I thank you. We'll talk to you down the line. Brian will be back with you next week. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head coach Brianna Kuzler, the Peer Governors, whose team takes a 72-65 victory tonight over the Watertown Arrows here at the Riggside Gym. We're on our Family Dental at Peer in Gettysburg postgame. Scoreboard time. We'll tell you about the Governor girls when we return in 90 seconds here on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Peer can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Peer at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good. Now a nearly empty Riggside Gym after quite an exciting night and just a terrific basketball game. If you weren't here to see it, I'm sorry you weren't. You can relive it at the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. I think you'll want to. This was terrific entertainment. Peer hangs on for a 72-65 win to improve to 9-9. Again, just a great effort by the Watertown Arrows. Showed better than their 6-12 record, no doubt, tonight, coming from 18 down to tie the game in the second half at 61 before Peer put on another burst to end it of 11-4. Let's, before we leave you, first tell you that driven by the Office of Highway Safety, this is the official voice of Governor Basketball. River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Peer. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. All right, let's take a look at the AA boys finals from tonight. Harrisburg with a victory over Spearfish. That was 74-37 in Harrisburg. That improves the Tigers to 10-7. Huron, good win for the Tigers. They beat Rapid City Central. How about that? At the Huron Arena, 61-55. Good win for the Tigers. They're now at 6-11 in Rapid City Central. Yes, struggling, but boy, that's the Tigers. Maybe that win against the Governors turned things around for them. Lincoln knocks off Jefferson, 73-64. I said it earlier. This Lincoln team's not bad. They're 9-8, and Jefferson will come in here with a 10-7 record. That's where they are now anyway. Top-ranked Sioux Falls Roosevelt, defending state champs, win again. They're 17-0 after a 66-40 victory on their home floor over Washington. Rapid City Stevens beats Mitchell 60-59. That's at the Corn Palace. And the Stevens Raiders knock Mitchell off. Mitchell at 11-6. How about Rapid City Stevens? Well, you remember what the Governors did to them earlier in the season. They're now 9-8 this season. What an improvement by that Stevens team as the year has gone along. And as we mentioned earlier, the Peer Governor girls winners tonight in Watertown over the Arrows 46-33. Third win in a row for Kirk Bebout's team as they improve to 8-10, like the boys, two regular season games to go. 16 for Remington Price, 11 for Reese Terwilliger, and for head coach Kirk Bebout, his 100th win as a head coach, counting his time when he was the boys' head coach in Hamlin. So congratulations to Kirk Bebout. The other girls' finals tonight included Spearfish defeating Harrisburg 49-36. That Harrisburg team has been a hard one to figure. Of course, the Governors defeated them, but they're now at 6-11. That's a good win for Spearfish. Rapid City Stevens at home is leading Mitchell, as expected, 32-11 at halftime. Also in Rapid City, Central is leading Huron through three quarters, 31-27, and that's the girls' AA scoreboard tonight. So let's tell you what we have coming up. First, tomorrow, it is 3A Regional Wrestling for the Peer Governors. They will be in Milbank. Brian Oakland will be there, too. Chamberlain also in that regional, of course. And Brian not only will keep you updated on what the Governors are doing, they have gone through injuries on the boys' side. You may know this year Hayden Schaefer is back and able to wrestle at 138. So really almost the full complement. And Peer will look to qualify for the qualify individuals for the state tournament, which, of course, begin Thursday. But that regional wrestling event in Milbank is tomorrow. And Brian's reports on the Governors and all Central South Dakota teams begin in the 11 a.m. hour tomorrow on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And then Brian will be at the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls for state wrestling, which begins on Thursday. Again, the individual tournament is now Thursday and Friday. Reports through the day on Thursday, starting in the 9 o'clock hour, starting in the 9 o'clock hour, also on Friday on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And Brian, as always, will bring you the description of every state championship match beginning at around 5 on KGFX next Friday. And then, a week from tomorrow, Saturday, February 26th, that's when the dual tournaments will completely take place. They're not to spread out over the 3 days like they have been before. They'll all be done on the Saturday. Of course, the Governors are the defending Class A dual champions. They're the fourth seed this year, and they will take on the fifth seed Harrisburg with the potential, if they win that quarterfinal match, of meeting the top seed Brandon Valley in the semifinal. That coverage begins on KGFX a week from tomorrow at 10:30. A.M. But before that, basketball. Again, here's what we have on Tuesday. These Governor boys, off this victory tonight, will take on the Jefferson Cavaliers. Again, falling tonight, but still a pretty good basketball team. And that'll be here on River 92.7. Brian will have that from right here at the Riggs High Gym. Final home game for the Governor boys and for the two seniors, Matthew Hansen and Dimitri Scares, the Hawks, 6:30 here on River 92.7 on Tuesday night. We will be in Sioux Falls on Tuesday night as the Governor girls will go for a fourth straight win, coming off that victory tonight over Watertown. They're 8-10 now, and they'll play the Jefferson Cavaliers, 6:30 on 1060, 103.1 KGFX on Tuesday. Then a week from tomorrow, Saturday, February 26th, both of these on River 92.7. First here at the Riggs High Gym, final home game for the Governor girls. It's against Sioux Falls Roosevelt. We'll be on the air at 1:30, and then next Saturday of next week, we should say, from Sioux Falls, Governor's boys will take on the defending AA champion Roosevelt Rough Riders. That'll be a 6:30 airtime. And then, girls SODAC 16, Friday, March 4th. Boys SODAC 16, Saturday, March 5th. Likely the Governor teams will be on the road for those, but wherever they go, yeah, you bet we'll be there and have it for you on River 92.7. Wow, what a night this was tonight. Thanks to Athletic Director Brian Mosier of the Peer School District. Thanks also to Jordan Luttmer handling the video, and to our studio coordinator, the one and the only Heather Williams. I'm David Burrell. One a night. Pier with a big lead, then they see Watertown valiantly come back to tie it, and then hang on a milestone night for Lincoln Keenels as he becomes the 7,000-point scorer in Governor boys basketball history. Pier hangs on one more time on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the final, Pier 72, Watertown 65. And a reminder before we leave here from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, they remind you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend and good night from the Riggs High Gym in Pier.
Pier Governor Basketball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Admonterra, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, ComTech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leidman Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Dennisburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.